Now, we have the anointing here in chapter 10 of this man Saul. And I begin reading at verse 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil, poured it upon his head, and kissed him, and said, Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? Now he is anointed to be king. And let's follow down now and see how he's going to move. Verse 2, When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say unto thee, The asses which thou wentest to seek are found. Lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses, and sorroweth for you, saying, What shall I do for my son? Now the boy is lost, as far as the father's concerned. But now Samuel had anointed him, and this was near, all of this took place near the tomb of Rachel, which is in the tribe of Benjamin, which is at Bethlehem, by the way, which is also quite interesting. Now, will you notice that all of this took place? And we come down now to verse 5. We find that this man is moving back home now. This is Saul. And I'm reading, And after that thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psalter and tabret and pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And now let me read this strange verse. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Now again, I have a question. Was Saul converted? Is this verse the proof of it? Well, for sure it's not a final proof. And I do not believe he was converted. And somebody's going to say, well, you certainly are starting out very much prejudiced against Saul. Well, I'll tell you why. It's not because of what we've gone over. It's what's coming that makes me believe that this man is not genuine. It's certainly not genuinely converted at all. Now someone is going to say, but the Spirit of God came upon him and he was a different man. Doesn't say he's a new man. And after all, didn't the Spirit of God come upon Balaam? And we find that God several times has used men that we're convinced are not converted. How about Judas? He sent the 12 out. We're told all of them perform miracles. Did Judas perform miracles? Certainly he did. And I do not think you'd claim Judas to be converted. So let's withhold maybe a final decision, although I seem to have already made one. But I'm definitely prejudiced against the man, I must say.